The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright. The power to create a happier, healthier life drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. And I just returned from our magical Mayan cruise. And I got so much to tell you. On top of all that, my guest tonight is Bertrand Dorey of Design Your Dream Life radio show right on this network. Bertrand just launched his brand new book, and it's so wonderful. Talk about a Law of Attraction bestseller. I'm so anxious to share this book with you. Just wait till you hear about it. So first, let me tell you about our Law of Attraction cruise. What a mystical experience it was. The first night, right after we pulled away from the docks, I talked about what I had learned from Mayan elder Octa. I shared that the Mayan calendar was not the regular Gregorian calendars of days and months, but rather a calendar of energy and frequency that shows the details of the planetary alignments. Even though the current Mayan calendar, which just ended on December 21st, was 26,000 years old, there exist other calendars that are up to 3 million years old. In other words, we have a long time to go before the end of the world is even a remote possibility. I talked about the Mayan pyramids being built as particle accelerators that brought the solar and nature's frequency in through the top of that pyramid down into the soil so that the Mayan people could benefit. We talked about the brilliance of the ancient Mayans, who are great mathematicians, astronomers, and who studied the brain thoroughly because they knew that our thoughts are the only real thing in this world. It's not what you see that is real, it's what you think. They were all about the law of attraction and the individual power to create this world. Now, I didn't know any of this stuff when I first scheduled this cruise. I just thought, well, it'd be nice to go to Mayan territory. But I was amazed to learn all of these things that correlate exactly what we have been talking about for all these many years. Now, the Mayans were huge believers in the collective consciousness, and they strived to keep their people in alignment with nature and the solar frequencies. The Mayans believed that the neurons in our brains released the chemicals that traveled down to the arch of the foot, which was delivered to the earth. When it reached the soil, our emotions went down to the earth and out to everyone around us, including fear. And not only did it just stop in maybe a 50-mile radius, it went all the way down to the other side of the planet. It's like an elephant walking on the earth can sense another elephant 100 kilometers away through the consciousness of the earth. And what's even more important is when we release our emotions into the earth refills us and we carry these emotions on. That's why I think it was so important for our group to visit Tulum. After some trials and tribulations of our pilgrimage to Tulum, we took off our shoes, placed our crystals and stones at our feet, held hands as Lee Harris did an amazing meditation in which he told us, what will we give back to the earth instead of just taking? Many cried, many laughed in joy, and many were just in awe of the incredible energy that flowed around us. Every single one of us was affected. We then sat down on the soil in quietness. My heart was filled with love as we remembered that the earth just refilled us with this love and appreciation. that we could now deliver back to our individual communities this amazing energy. We were fulfilling our mission. We made it back to the ship so tired, but so happy. I think we had the best workshops that we've ever had on a cruise before. Constance Arnold was excellent, talking about how we sabotage our desires and then how we could correct it to manifest our desires. Lee Harris did a channel of Zachary, which told us that many in our group had actually been Mayans in previous lives. We've been to Tulum before. We had beautiful astrologer Jean Wiley talk to us about the planetary alignments on December 21st. She is absolutely brilliant, by the way. And we had Enzo Giovanni correlate our life as if it was a story. It was so interesting. We also had a beautiful closing with Lee Harris singing his songs in a lounge that had 180 degrees view of the ocean. And the lounge was called The Vortex. How perfect was that? On our last morning before leaving the ship, our group gathered for our final breakfast, and the majority of us went around and talked about our experience on this cruise. In just 4 short days, people bonded, and many cried while saying goodbye. Then Belinda stood up and said that she felt that many lives ago, our group made a pact that we would all come back and touch the soil once again in Tulum together. At this point, many of us had chills run up and down our spines. Others shared that cabin mates that came together as strangers were amazed on how well suited they were. It was exceptionally amazing to me because we just put people together. There was no formula. But it turns out the universe put the people together, and it was so perfect for the lessons that each had to learn, and they learned it as a mirror from that person in the cabin. There was even one celebrity who came on the cruise with us, Miss Annie Harris. And she had perhaps the most amazing story of all time, and one that I got to see how divinely organized this cruise was. Annie Harris taught me more about the connection to another through the heart than I ever realized before. It's such a spectacular story, and I'm going to save that story for another show because it is so powerful that it needs a whole segment by itself. It opened my eyes up to the fourth, fifth, and sixth dimension of our reality through the heart connection of love. Stay tuned for that one. Now I would love to take a short break and then interview my friend and new author of an incredible new book called Conversations for Your Soul, Mr. Bertrand Dorey. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Need help realizing your dreams? As a hypnotherapist specializing in the Law of Attraction, Jules Johnson can help you to break through your critical mind into your manifested dream. Get started today by going to LawofAttractionTools.com. Set up a personal Skype video or phone session. Law of Attraction Tools is there to help you turn your desires into reality. That's LawofAttractionTools.com.
Bertrand Dorey, our French friend living in Ireland with his beautiful daughter Julie, has been on the network now for about 2 years. And his show is called design your dream life. I knew when I first heard his voice that women would fall in love with him, and they did. And then I discovered his message was so powerful, so full of love, and he was so anxious to help people that were defeated by a job loss or divorce or many of life's ailments. For 2 years, he has uplifted the masses with his words of encouragement. He has had so many incredible guests that he has interviewed: Andy Dooley, Marianne Williamson, G.P. Walsh, just to name a few. And his interviews are so fabulous, he decided to create a book of the most powerful interviews that could shift people who were unable to listen to his shows. Well, the response has been incredible. This book reminds me of the transforming ideas that were originally presented in the movie, The Secret. It's called Conversation for Your Soul, and it is absolutely brilliant. Welcome, Bertram, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am so thrilled to have you on my show, dear friend.
Oh, Jules, I am so happy too. And it's now, what, 2 years that the first show we did together, and what an adventure we had. And I'm really truly honored and truly happy and grateful to be here with you today.
Oh, Bertrand, I'll tell you, every time I talk to you, I just melt with your accent.
Well, I must say something, Jules. At the very start, I had so much feedback about my voice, my accent, and the way I'm talking, and it was really overwhelming. But you know that this is one part of me that I never really liked, and it's really the funny thing that a lot of people are writing back and say, yeah, the voice and the accent is something great, and I'm wondering if people are really getting my message also, but it doesn't really matter.
Oh, they love what you say. The feedback that I get about your show is phenomenal. They just thoroughly enjoy it. And you've got such high-quality guests on your show. There's always something to learn.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. But it's true in life. In life, I think that once you get the right people to talk to, and you are eager to know more, to be more, and to grow. I'm just letting my soul talk here, and I'm going to share a secret with you. The way I do a radio show when I prepare myself is I don't see these tens of thousands of people listening, but I see one person in a room with my guest, me, and we are just talking for this person, and we are making this in a way that the conversation becomes very personal and very authentic. And that's what I love about this media and this network.
And you can tell that too. You just come across just like a friend. So, but it's not a secret anymore. It's out to the world. Bertrand, I brought you on today because I've got to talk about your wonderful, wonderful new book, Conversations for Your Soul. It is so wonderful. What possessed you to write a book?
Well, I think I always had inside of me this willingness and this wanting, if you want, of helping other people. So before I was on this journey in personal development, I was a consultant in the IT industry, and I always took care of my team. I always wanted them to become more, to not only more in the technical sense or in the team player, but more in their lives, because I know that life and work are all one. So I always had this push or this pull to develop people, to help them, to make them happy, to bring them to a level where they enjoy the work, they enjoy their life, and they can contribute more. But when I lost my job, I also lost this ability of helping people around me, because suddenly I was alone, I didn't have a job, I didn't have money, I didn't have a relationship because it was also broken at the same time. And I did not really know what to do in my life. So I started this journey, and I started after a few months to do this radio show on your network. And suddenly I realized that there is power in words. the spoken words are very powerful, but the written words also are powerful. So what I wanted to do is to extract 10 conversations that I believe are really making a huge impact in the world and put them into words, printed words, so that people have the time to read them, to feel them, to integrate them, and to really go back when they needed to. Because that's my purpose on this planet, is to help people change who they are and become more. And that's really what's driving me here. So the written words have the magic, have the feeling. The paper is here, the book, the cover is really done so that they inspire people. And that's what I wanted to do, and to share this. And I must say it's very humbling, because I'm starting to get feedback from people, and it brings me tears sometimes, because I did not realize myself the power of this book. But it's lovely. It's lovely.
Well, you do it in such a unique way. You've brought on some of your most powerful guests that have a message that you really resonated with, and you brought them in to your book. I just thought it was a great, great idea to get the message out to the world.
Yeah, it was an idea that came in shower. Well, I'm not going to be too
graphic.
Graphic.
Thank you. But we do have a Kodak moment in our minds right now. Go ahead, continue on.
And I was saying, okay, what can I bring to people? And I started another book, which is roughly 80% there, but I could never arrive to finishing it, because I was always growing and learning more and so on. And when I read it, it was more my story and what I did to be able to overcome some of my fears and obstacles and so on. But it was my view of my journey. And when I was in the shower, I said, okay, but when I'm creating the radio show, when I'm creating this intimacy with a listener, when I'm creating this feeling, and that was the feedback I was receiving more and more, that, wow, your show was talking to me here and not to anybody else. I said, if I put this in writing, then I'm going to bring a message without telling people what I have done. And I think that this is one of the human psychology here. That I studied, that says if you are reading something, you may be repressing it, or you may be rejecting it, or you may not be wanting to read this. But if it's a conversation, you are more an observer. But by being the observer and reading the words start to sink into your own soul and your own heart. And that's why I wanted to take these conversations and to bring them in this way, because then people will be open to the lessons. And the day after I launched the book, I only launched it last Friday, a few people bought the book, and the next day I received text and say, wow, I read 2 chapters and now I know better my purpose. Or, wow, I read this chapter with Marianne Williamson and I understand more about my own fears and how I'm stopping myself to become who I want to become. And the other part of it is because these conversations are very personal, and I really want them always to be very, very personal. And you know what? I managed to make a few women cry on my own show. And by being this so personal, suddenly there is a demystification of this teacher, and this teacher becomes another person like us that has to do their own journey, has to transcend their own fears, that were probably depressed, that had really times where everything was dark and gloom, and they went over this. So if I can get this message across that, hey, all these people here that you are looking up to are just people like you and I, and they have the same fears, and they have the same limitation, and they had really times where they didn't know what to do next, but they did something. They continue on the journey, they continue to grow. And if this can inspire you, that I will have done a great job.
And that is so important, because it's about taking action. Once you get the idea, like you just don't st- stop. You start taking action. And you are the epitome of what you're talking about. This is wonderful. Some of the people that you have interviewed in this book, and it's just beautiful, is Marianne Williamson, Margaret Lynch, who I love, Fiona Fay, Gary Spindle, and especially my own favorite is G.P. Walsh, who's on the network. I just love this guy. Next to you, of course, Bertrand. But all of the messages are so profound. It's like, oh my gosh, this is really special. And like you said, you can tell that it's a private conversation between you and your guest. So the concept of it is brilliant, but the message and the heart resonance is so high with every piece or person that you talk to here. It's fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, but that's exactly what I wanted. And I'm really, really glad that you're highlighting this, because that's what I wanted. And my biggest heartbreak on this project, if you want, was to select only 10, because I started with 15. And then my publisher said, hey, you're going to publish a book that is too big, too heavy. If it falls on somebody's foot, it's going to break it. So you can't really go with something too heavy. And in fact, he is more forward thinking than me. He said, no, you have a second book here, and that's what you should do. But it was about bringing a complete view of what is our own journey. Because as you say, it's taking action, but it's not taking action to try to make things happen. It's really taking action from our soul and our heart.
Right.
And the action is really to become more. Because once we grow to a certain level, once we are ready to accept beautiful things in our lives, let's take an example of a relationship, for example. Once we're ready for this, the right person will come. Once we are ready for a big business deal, then an opportunity would come. And if we were not at this stage of readiness, with the opportunity would have come maybe also, but we would have said, oh, shit, sorry, I can't really take this now, and I care sometimes. And I'm not ready for this. I'm not able to cope with this. It's overwhelming. And then we will find every excuse that we have in our own catalog of excuses why we can't do this. So the taking action is really to develop ourselves, to grow, to become who we want to become, the more and more and more. And while we're doing this, we also have to understand that we have all our pain from the past, everything that is stopping us from our past, every hurt we had, everything that we still cling to, unforgiveness, and so on. And we have to start letting go of this, because they work like a rope. And so if we move forward, we grow, and we have this rope that's holding us back, or this chain, then suddenly we can't move anymore. We are stuck. And that's when people are feeling really this stuckness or this depression, or this state of despair. So I wanted to have this in a way that everything is touched here. So I know that Denise Duffy Thomas and Connie Domino talk a lot about forgiveness in the book. That's really important, because how we forgive ourselves, how we forgive and free ourselves, that would be the right thing. Or Denise is talking about decluttering here. And how we can really become lighter and still more and more powerful, because the less we have to carry, the more powerful we become. Mm-hmm. And that's really the journey of my life, and that's really what I wanted to share here.
That is great, what you just said. What that was very, very powerful. You know, besides being the only person in the world that when you cuss, it sounds like poetry, what you're saying is absolutely true. Now, let me ask a question. Did you do excerpts from your interview, or are they the complete interview?
They are more or less a complete one, but I need to rewrite some part of it, because there is a flow in the conversation that when it's written doesn't really make sense. And some of the guests had a habit of putting crutch words in when they were talking, so which means that and will come many times. And when you read this, it doesn't flow. But no, it's a full interview. It's sometimes very raw. I really wanted to go to the stay with the core feelings here. And I feel that they are flowing so well on paper that the full interview is bringing a lot of value. It's bringing a lot of insights, and it's bringing also a sense of immersion that was very important. Because I don't feel that I have the right to decide what is important for people or not. So I needed really to go to the full thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So tell me, in just a few words, what was the interview about between you and Mary Ann Williamson? I know it's an exceptionally powerful one because I read it, but I wanted to hear in your words, what was the biggest thing out of that interview that you were trying to convey to your audience?
The biggest thing is, I would guess, that we need to transcend our fears. Mm-hmm. That's the journey of life, is transcending our fears. The fears will always be here, and we can use them as something that blocks us, or we can use them as something that we transcend, that we transcend ourselves, that we become more, that we are able to look at the fear as a fear, but knowing that they will always be here, and really moving forward, and knowing that everybody has these fears. And I think this is beautiful when we have this comfort that we are not alone with this, and we are not the only person in the world carrying them. And that's my key message, but maybe you have another one here.
No, I think that was right on target, and I love it. And it actually tells you how. It's great. I also like the little sections that you have of what to remember. What's important here? And you grasp it all in a box. I think that's beautiful. But let's talk about Molly Harvey. What would sum it up in just a few words of what you were trying to convey here?
What I want to try to convey with Molly is that, but first, there are two things with Molly that is really important that I remember here. The first one is that we need to put some rituals in our lives, because without rituals, we don't really embrace the change. We don't really embrace who we want to become. So having a ritual like a moment of gratitude every evening, or like I have one, which is my passwords are all with my vision, or another one where every time I go in the car, it's my time of affirmation or of clearing. So this is kind of rituals that I have in place, but I think they are so important because they become a habit, and a habit that is serving us. And the second point is that we all have a gift. Everybody of us, everybody listening to this show, have a gift. And the gift is here. It's here to be ready to be used, to be ready to be used to serve other people, and ready to be offered to the world. And this gift, we can bury it, or we can ignore it, or we can repress it, or we can use it. And I think that's very powerful, that we all have this, and it's just a matter of us to find it and then to honor it and then use it. And I think that if everybody can do this, and it's wonderful, because the multitude of people we have on this planet, and we can imagine that everybody has a different or slightly different gift, it's just wonderful just to think what we could do if we use this in this way.
Wow, yeah, fabulous. And you have another favorite. You have all of my favorite people in your book. Margaret Lynch. She is a phenomenal EFT expert. I remember her for her doing tapping for $50,000, which, by the way, works. It did for me. So tell us about what you were trying to talk about, especially it had to do with all of the areas, not just money.
Yeah, with Margaret. Margaret is, I love her. She's really, really beautiful in every way, and she's amazing. So what I wanted from her is really to understand our limitations that we have and the programming that we have, because we take this programming from society, from education, from religion, from our own life story, from our belief that we created. And these limitations are stopping us to be powerful, are stopping us to manifest things, are stopping us to live life freely. And what we are talking here about is how they can get ingrained in our chakras. But also, if we transpose it a little bit in human need psychology, also they're kind of reflecting pretty well the human need psychology here, which is more my domain. And how we can tap into them and create a channel for manifestation that will come from our root chakra to all chakra and clearing them so that the message comes from who we truly are as human being here, as physical being, to the essence of who we are with our soul, which is our seventh chakra, I don't remember the name, crown chakra, and how we can manifest and things in. So it's tapping on the limitation that we create ourselves. And if we don't have what we want in our life, in fact, we have somewhere in our chakras something that stops us from this. And it is embracing every aspect of us. So from the physical person we are, to our desires, to our expression, to our presence, to our love for the world and money and everything, to our how we express this with our voice and our prayers, to the vision, to then manifesting and connecting to something greater than us. And I think that this is really a different view of the manifestation process and clearing, but it's so powerful because we combine this with EFT. And Margaret is sharing her life when she became an entrepreneur and how she had to work through this. And I think that this is really real, because now she's well known, well respected, and she's really a beautiful person to convey this message. But she had to go and overcome so much limitation in herself, and she talks about this also, and that's really the power of this interview, this conversation.
Wow. And Kat Dawes, now, feeling in the now, what she is saying is if we're committed to this, it will bring miracles in our lives, right?
Yeah, completely, yeah. She's saying that she's teaching us more how we can live in what she calls the eternalness of the now, because the now is eternal. And if we can bring at this moment, in this present moment, and if everybody listening to this can just close their eyes, if they're not driving, of course, because it's not my show, so it's fine.
No, please don't close your eyes while driving. Thank you very much.
But if we close our eyes and we can really feel and just feel around us, everything that's happening around us, and feel that this present moment, this eternalness, this infinity that we are and what we have. And if at this moment we really say, okay, that's really what I truly, fully desire now, and we feel this in our heart, that's the magic of what she's teaching. And there is no moment than now. There's nothing than now. And we can come tomorrow, and even if you give me $10 billion, I can't come back to this present moment. So the time I'm sharing with you, it's now. The time I'm sharing with listeners, and I know it will broadcast a bit later, but it's now that I'm creating this, and you're creating this too. And if we can stay in this moment and really feel that everything is around us, everything we need is there, everything that we want is there, and just take it in and breathe it in and be there, that's magical. And when we do this, life becomes really an ocean of nows. And that's beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very, very powerful message. But the next one with Denise Dunfield Thomas, the author from Lucky Bitch, and I can say this, but if you write it, you know, and send emails out about it, you get stopped because of the word bitch. I really remember this. I was stopped from sending out a promotional flyer about your interview with Denise. But I will tell you that this is really incredible. This lady, if you missed that interview, you've got to go in and read it in Bertrand's book, because it is so fascinating how she manifested a 6-month all-expense-paid trip around the world. Yes, I said 6 months paid. Oh, wow. So what is it that you were trying to tell the world through Denise?
Through Denise is that we can create our own luck. That's the key message. Luck doesn't exist.
We aren't born lucky. We create our luck.
Yeah, and that's really what she's saying. She creates her luck, and she's going. She's using this how she won this this honeymoon, this long honeymoon, with a lovely husband for 6 months. But how she created this, and what was stopping her? But also, it's kind of a little bit of everything. It's she's always using this word of compounding everything we know and throwing it in. So she's really saying that we have this desire, we have to continue, we have to immerse our mind with this desire, and then every single day going through a process of clearing what is in the way of having this. Because if, and in the interview she talks about one of the clients she has that wanted to manifest a seminar, I think, in New York. And she had in her calendar another event with her mother-in-law or something like this. I don't remember the details here. But that was in the way, so she could not manifest this. But once we clear up this calendar, or once we clear up our limiting belief, or once we clear up something in our life, suddenly space starts to happen, and then things can come in. And she's going through this process of getting clear of every single day, reinforcing this by small little tips, and she gives a lot of tips in her interview, and that's how she manifested her own trip. And I'm following Denise now because I think it was a year and a half ago, and she is just amazing in the way she manifests everything. And I'm sure she's using exactly the same process that she is telling us in the book, which is quite easy, but we need to create some rituals around this. And I think that this is where the power of this book is that we talk about the fears with Marianne, we talk about the rituals and the gifts we have with Molly, then we talk about clearing with Margaret, and now with Denise we talk about putting a little bit everything together, and we can really create everything we want.
Right.
And the only thing we need to do is to stick with this and take the action. Some of the actions are very uncomfortable, but once we've done them, we are free to move forward, which is beautiful.
Yes, and you cover everything, because in your next chapter with Jan Denise, you're talking about relationships. Now, so you're talking about love, luck, everything, money, everything in this book. But tell us about this chapter on naked relationships.
Yeah, that's okay. After Lucky Beach, naked relationships.
Yeah, I'm like, okay. It's getting more and more interesting.
Well, the next one will be very interesting if you want to. No, it's really engaging life completely authentically. What Jan is saying here is really once we are in a relationship, whether it's an intimate relationship or a relationship with our child or a co-worker or whoever, is for us to find our own authenticity. That's our point of power. That's who we are. And to bring this into the relationship and to accept that by doing this, we are naked, we are vulnerable, mm-hmm. And the power of being in this state of being open and vulnerable is allowing us it's in one way scary, because we don't have this perception that something is going to protect us, but same time it allows the flow of energy, the flow of love, it allows us to be completely there, completely present. And for men, it is so important to do this, because with our presence we can offer Our Lady the rock, if you want, or the tree where she can express herself. For a lady to be completely present is completely be able to embrace their own femininity, and by doing this is to feel, is to breathe, is to smile, is to be alive. And I think it's really, for me, the essence of a relationship is to allow the two partners, when I'm talking about intimate relationship here, to be themselves. And when this is created, there is a magic. There is the fears are dissipating, because there is so much fear attached to a relationship. And then we can really see how we can complement each other, and how we can grow together and contribute to the world around us together. And it's such a magical place to be when we can do this. And I must say another secret here. I am currently in this phase, and it's beautiful to be in a relationship where you are completely open.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I've seen it in you. You're like a different little person there. You're in a very exciting time in your relationship, and it looks exceptionally authentic to me. I'm really, really tickled for you. And you go down to Connie Domino, who talks about probably the most important thing is forgiveness, for us to release the past and to go forward. Talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, forgiveness is so important, because you cannot move forward in your life if you're still holding grudges towards somebody else. One example is that, and I'm going to share something, you know, I'm very open, and I'm going to share a little bit of my life here also, is that I had a problem with my own dad, and I was holding on to what he said to me a few years ago. But by doing this, I was creating in my life reason why I could then go back to him and say, you see, that's your fault. Even if I never said it in his face, but you see what I mean? It was really, that was creating for me the reasons why I could not go to him. And you know what, Dad, I'm happy in my life now. It was more, I'm really not happy, I'm broke, I don't have this, I don't have happiness, I'm really struggling, and that's your fault. But as long as you haven't forgiven, in my case, my dad and my mom and so on, as long as I didn't forgive them, I was holding on to this, and I was creating this, and I could hear in my own head sometimes the dialogue that I would have with them to kind of nearly punish them. And by keeping this, I realized that I was keeping myself in prison. And that's this conversation with Connie here, is that the lack of forgiveness becomes your own jail. It becomes this cage that you are putting around you. And that in order to justify this, you have to create chaos in your life. You have to create this sense of that you can't move forward. You can't really be happy. You can't even allow yourself to be happy, even to think happy thoughts. And that stops you. That stops you from having a life, stops you for taking action, because once you take action, you say, oh, and if this succeeds, then I have no reason anymore to punish them. So I'm not going to succeed here. So unconsciously, we're going to create the reason to failure. And that's going to keep us in this place for so long. And it would create this sense of despair, because in one hand we want something, on the other hand we don't want it, because we want to keep the gift on both sides. And by doing this, we stay where we are, and then suddenly we are stuck, completely stuck. And Connie is really talking about this, and one of the key messages from Connie's thing, in the conversation, is the person you have to forgive the more is yourself. Because at some stage you took these decisions.
Yes.
And once you do this, then there is a release. It's just amazing when you can do this several times. And one of these times, something really profound shifts. You feel your heart opening and say, ah, oh, I'm feeling so better now. That's magical when this happens.
Wow. Wow. Powerful, powerful stuff here. And you've got a whole bunch more other chapters here that are all very powerful, with Gary Spinell, Mary Helen Hensley, but you've also got one of my favorite people in the entire world that you introduced me to, was G.P. Walsh. Tell us what your interview was about with G.P.
With G.P., we talk about... okay, I'm going to use different words here. And we're going to talk about dancing with life. That's really what it is. That's the essence of his conversation here. Life is beautiful when we allow it to be beautiful. And of course there are challenges. Of course we have obstacles in our life. Of course we have our own emotions and all of this. But once we decide that we are going to dance with this, and dancing with it completely, and allowing life to flow through us once we are living life. So allowing in action, that's when it's really magical. And I see this when I'm doing my job. It's very practical, and I want to be practical so that listeners really understand this a bit more, is that when I'm in this state of allowing this, so even when I have a very, very difficult conversation about advanced research and legal issues, I am just allowing life to be, and suddenly whatever I say becomes this peace in the room, and this peace brings a sense of, yes, we can handle this, there's no real issue. So by the presence that this allows us to become, it's really influencing everything and everybody around us. And by being this, then suddenly all our problems become so small, because they become part of the dance, they become part of the rhythm, if you want. And of course, sometimes it gets a bit broken, the rhythm, but we can always catch up with life. We can always change our own rhythm. We can allow it to come with us, and we become like a river. And the river, when the river has a rock in the riverbed, it doesn't go and smash it. It just goes around it, and then suddenly the river continues to flow. And that's really what this conversation is, and that's how I love to live my life whenever I can, because it's so much more easier and beautiful.
Oh, Bertrand, this book is, to me, the entire essence of what the movie The Secret was trying to convey. You've got every topic in your book, and it's all about the law of attraction and getting to that place where you can create the most magnificent life ever. I highly, highly, highly urge everyone to get this book. You will love it. You'll thank me for bringing Bertrand onto the show so that you know about this book. And then go a step further. Bring this wealth of knowledge to someone else. They're going to thank you. It's just very profound. And then at the last cover, the last page, it has a beautiful picture of you and your beautiful, lovely daughter, Julie. And it's so cute. And that's who you dedicated the book to.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do this without her. She's everything for me, and you know this. She's my daughter, she's my friend, she's my inspiration, she also kick my butt sometimes, she's a pain sometimes, but that's normal, but she's everything to me, and it's an honor for me to dedicate this to her, because she is a beautiful soul, and she deserves this, really.
Yeah, and you deserve all the accolades. Bertrand, you have been such a blessing to this radio network, and your energy and your light that you're sharing with the world. A true blessing for everyone, including myself. Thank you so much, dear friend, for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today. It's really an honor to be talking to you, because you are really doing something wonderful here with Network. And I know a lot of people who are listening to this, and they just love this. They love the guests, they love the hosts, they love the network, they love the energy behind this. And I don't know how many lives you changed, but on behalf of everybody, thank you.
Oh, thank you. And before we go, we have to tell everybody, because I know that they're screaming at the top of their lungs, how do we get this book? How do we get this book? Tell them where they can go to get this book.
So there are two formats. So one is a paperback, which is really beautiful. You saw the cover, and it's lovely.
Yes.
The ebook on a Kindle or whatever. So they can get the two on my website that I created for this, so conversationsforyoursoul.com, and they can buy this. And I'm signing every copy. So
Ooh.
If they want to have a special message on this, I'm signing, and if they want to dedicate to somebody, then they just need to put me a little message or send me an email saying, okay, I ordered this book and I want to give it to my mom or to whoever. And I'm signing and putting a message here.
What a great idea. How fantastic. Great. And so it's available right now?
It's available right now. I have copies in my hands, and I have a few copies in my house, which becomes now like a warehouse.
Yes, and I did tell everybody in the intro that you are coming to us from Ireland. So is the books going to be shipped from Ireland?
Yes, I'm shipping this from here, yeah.
Okay, good. And then one final thing, which you are putting the link on the LOA store. So for those who are listening on my host page right now, you can just go to the LOA store and click on that link, and it will take you directly there to buy or purchase the book. Or you could go to designyourdreamlife.org or conversationsforyoursoul.com. Remember the book, conversationforyoursoul.com, and it's going to feed your soul like you've never been fed before. So again, Bertrand, thank you, my dear friend, for coming on with me.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me here. And I just want to finish that to say that we all have the possibilities in our life to be happy. Everybody can do this. And it's up to us to take these opportunities. And we can create this by our own growth. And the universe will synchronize everything by the law of attraction so that we get what we need at the right time, but also the right opportunities. So our job is really to grow, to become, to live, to believe, and to enjoy life, to reach our dreams. And that's the gift that everybody can give themselves. But when they give this to themselves, they're going to lift everybody around them. Mm. And that's the biggest gift. So if you're a parent or whoever, it's really up to you to become this person, because they will remember not what you said, but who you are. Mm. And they will become who you are also. And that's really an amazing, amazing gift. And it works for everybody. I know that I had some people coming back to me that I helped without knowing I helped them. And it's just because I become the light for them so that they could find their own path. And you can do this too. It's possible for everybody.
Beautifully said. Well done. Okay, well, thank you so much again. And Bertrand, come back on my show for the second book, because I know it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
All right, and listen to Bertrand's show on Law of Attraction Radio Network. And you air, what, at 11 o'clock a.m.?
I see. Yeah, I think it's PST, yeah.
Yeah, 11 o'clock California time, 11 a.m., and listen to his show or go to his host page, which is loaradionetwork.com/Bertrand-Dory.html. So that's all we have, which is a lot. So we will see you back here next week. Have a good one. Thanks, Bertrand.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to jules@loaradionetwork.com, and have a great week.